From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, September 16th. At 8:54, we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning.
Good morning, Kimberly. Mixed picture here this morning. Pretty quiet so far. We are seeing wheat, though, with double-digit losses here, helping pull corn down a little bit. Beans trying to come back from some early losses to back to unchanged to slightly higher here. Of course, as mentioned earlier there on your program, Fed week this week, interest rate decision out on Wednesday afternoon. It's going to have some impact on the outside markets, obviously, and we'll see if that spills over into the grains a little bit. Dollar is weaker here this morning, kind of setting on the recent lows. So that'll probably have some impact on the grain markets here as we head towards midweek. Otherwise, continuing to look for harvest to get going here in Illinois. Obviously, a pretty warm, dry week here this week, so should see continued harvest activity pick up here as the week goes on. But it's been fairly quiet up until this point, except for a few isolated spots in Illinois that have had some active harvest. Otherwise, the producer's been fairly patient on this crop so far. So expect that to change here as the week goes on. As far as data out today, we have got export inspections out here in a little bit. We've got crop progress out this afternoon. NOPA crush will be out here later this morning, looking for August NOPA crush to be just over 171 million bushels or so. So we'll see if that report comes out close to expectations. Other than that, continuing to watch low water levels along the lower Mississippi. We did see a bump up in levels Memphis and south here late last week, but those levels are supposed to quickly deteriorate here towards the end of the month again. So barge traffic, of course, still trying to get caught up a little bit from the shutdown they had late last week during due to the hurricane. I did see an announcement of a couple cargoes of beans sold this morning, so good to see continued demand there. But otherwise, it's fairly quiet, both waiting for the Fed numbers here midweek, and then of course waiting for some more harvest data to start rolling in here as we get into some more active harvest here in the next week or two. As for prices here this morning, December corn at 408 3/4, down 4.5. November soybeans at 10.07 1/4, that's up a penny. January soybeans at 10.25 3/4, that's also up one. October meal 320.60, that's up 2.20. October bean oil, 39.44, that's down 10. December Chicago wheat, 577 3/4, down 17. December Kansas City wheat at 582.5, down 17.5. Minneapolis wheat for December, 620.5, that's down 15. Livestock markets here are mostly higher. We've got October cattle, 178.22, up 57. December cattle, 179.17, up 67. October feeders, 240.65, up 152. November at 236.80, up 160. October hogs, 79.52, up 107. December hogs at 71.82, that's up 55. Outside markets showing crude up $1.50, the dollar down about 400 points or so. So far. So continuing to see some resistance here at that 50-day moving average for November soybeans. We hit that, it went up to that level again on Friday and backed off. Now looking for support on November soybeans right around $10. We've been low at $9.99 here this morning. December corn continues to find support at its 50-day moving average, trading right in that 405 area here, or crossing at that 405 area here this morning. December corn continues to trade today right around 409, 410. So continues to hold a support here so far. Otherwise, like I said, pretty quiet trade, waiting for more harvest day to continue to move the needle here. Otherwise, continue and see back and forth type trade. And we'll see what these demand numbers come out with inspections, progress, and NOPA crush here later this later today to see if that moves the needle at all here, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 58 degrees. And tomorrow, sunny with a high of 86 degrees. Coming up at 9 a.m., 1A with Jen White on WILL AM 580. Classic Mornings with John Frain and for Vic DiGeronimo on FM 90.9. And R&B music starts on Illinois Soul FM 101.1. Currently here in Urbana, sunny skies and 70 degrees. You've been listening to More Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.